Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 126 of the Functioning Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my compatriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Yo, what's up? Hey, hi, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? What's going on?
Everything.
I was almost distracted there for a second. I was like looking at the levels and I'm like, oh yeah, we're doing a show. We're live.
Yeah, you're at master control for the show while also trying to co-host.
Yeah.
So anybody, you know, listeners, you gotta give Adam a break. You know, if it seems like he's off, if it seems like his jokes aren't hitting the mark, if it seems like he's slow to respond, you know, it's just, he's playing two roles here. Master control is a big responsibility for a podcast such as this.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Trying to give you an excuse there, buddy.
I appreciate it. What's new in your world?
Let's see. Been working on lots of original music.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We did, in the month of April, me and my bandmates did a songwriting challenge. Now, the goal was to attempt to write a new song every single day.
Wow.
That was the challenge.
How'd that work out?
I'd say it was a success because we wrote a lot of songs.
Okay.
We did write lots of new music.
Right.
And I like a lot of it. I'm really proud of like what the other guys did. And I also did things. It was good. It was a fun exercise. And that challenge of like trying to every single day write a start to finish song complete with all the necessary parts is like such an exercise. It really helps you develop that ability to like write things that are complete. And the short time frames, I think the time constraints reveal a lot of the things that you fall back on, your habits.
Do you find yourself like always going back to a certain couple words of a lyric? Like, I mean, like, for example, I say this because I remember vividly when Avalon was a little kid, a little baby, like a young child. In the car, and I would come up with like new lyrics to music that was on the air already, like just the songs. I would always say, she called me out on it once when she got a little older. Like whatever it was, my saying was like, I don't remember when, or it's only you, whatever it was. I always had these like three or four words that every song started with or had.
Right. That's funny.
It is.
I think that to some extent, yes, that is true. In both lyrics, lyrics and in melody, and in song and chord structure, when there are these time constraints, I'm kind of rushing.
Yeah.
And it's only later upon reflection, I was like, hey, this is kind of familiar. Oh, it's because I wrote a song last week where I rhymed the same words, or, you know, I used that same kind of like melodic hook. And, you know, when you're rushing, maybe those things aren't noticed quite as much, but yeah, definitely. I ended up writing the most songs. I finished about 16 new new songs for the band in that time. So I really I managed about every other day.
Wow, nice! That's impressive.
Of every day.
I just saw part of it again this morning. I was making some breakfast. The movie Yesterday.
I knew you were going to ask that.
No, I haven't. Really?
I haven't watched it yet. We don't watch that many movies, man.
You'll like this movie a lot, Kyle.
I know I will.
Let me tell you the one key point. I'm joking. There's a guy who loses a tooth.
No, I'm kidding. What?
It's funny. Yeah, you've got to see that movie.
Okay. I'll watch it. Yeah, you know.
It's really good. I mean, I might watch it again. So real quick, I did watch a movie yesterday, not worth watching.
Yeah. You watched a movie yesterday and you watched the movie yesterday.
No, I watched a movie yesterday. I did not watch yesterday.
Oh, I'm confused.
I know. It's very meta. I watched a movie called Extraction by chance. Don't see it. No. I won't get those 2 hours back. I give it like a 4.7. It's with Hemsworth, you know, with Thor or whatever, but it's just a lot of violence, a lot of shooting. It's on Netflix.
Oh, what's not to love?
Yeah. A lot of shooting in the head.
I don't know. We've like dramatically reduced the number of movies that we watch. And then I often hear from buddies like you about all the bad ones that I'm not missing out on. Makes me feel like maybe it's okay.
Yeah, I think you're fine. Well, I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there, but there are equally bad ones.
There are.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Cool. Songwriting. 16 songs. That's impressive. I'm really, wow.
Well, for me, as you already know, because we've been friends for a while and we've been co-creating many things.
Yeah.
It's really all about quantity over quality.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yes.
I mean, yes. That's why.
It's all about more.
In
more.
You'll know why in my update. It'll make total sense in a minute.
Yeah. I'm a creator. I've learned this about myself, that I like to make things, mm-hmm. original things, mm-hmm. you express my creativity and just share it with the world openly. I don't have much shame or embarrassment about that stuff, as anybody tuning in should know by now.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Not afraid to share stuff and get such a thrill out of making new things. But that that practice of like refining and polishing things to be like really, really good to the point that you're really proud of it and excited to share it with everyone and push it and make it your thing. Like, mm-hmm. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I never do that. I throw things together in a few minutes and then to share it with the world and move on and forget about it entirely to making the next thing.
See, I think so. You're one step ahead of me on this because I am a great creator of ideas.
Mm. You are. You are an idea machine.
I mean, if you need an idea, let me tell you, I'm your guy. Implementation.
Ooh.
Totally separate story. Yeah.
That's the easy part, though.
Start the idea. I mean, I'll take the idea and I'll get it going, and I'll take it to about between 25 to 75% of the way there. And then I stop. Or I wrote this down once in a one act play that I did write, and it was produced at one point. I can't think of what it was called. I had a line in one of the monologues. Well, it's all monologue driven. I can't think of it. But general gist of it was, I'm a dweller. That's right. I'm a dweller. That's the kind of the reference point here. I dwell about the past a lot, but I do nothing about it in the future. Yeah, awkward.
Yeah,
this could be a personal question territory for you. Okay, moving on. So,
all right. What's up with you, man?
Oh, so it's a new month. It's May as we are recording this, early in the month, and new things for me. I have a new client for this month. You know, I've brought on a new. We did a retainer project, and now they've moved into maintenance. It's awesome. I have a new diet I'm working on, which is not really quote a big deal per se. I'm just trying to really watch. I'm watching the sugar intake that I do. So it's been a couple days. I want to see how I feel with less sugar. I'm trying to just kind of clean up my diet, get back to some fitness. It's been tough because I've put on a few pounds, seriously, because of this whole stay-at-home thing and not working out with F3. So sure. I went and had some blood work done. I know that's not going to be ideal. I'm trying to just do very little sugar, none if possible, but like fruit's fine, but just no added sugar. And I'm tracking what I eat like every day and drinking water. Like I had like 5 glasses of water yesterday, which I know some people right now are like scoffing at. Like 5 glasses, they do that before they go downstairs for the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But anyway, I'm getting better. And I have a new site that's almost done too, 98% done. I'm putting out the call for submissions and today and tomorrow. And which leads me to the new ideas. It's the new podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you said, and I quote, it would be shipping at the end of April.
April, May. Yep. Yeah. April, May. Well, the website says April, May, so it's going to launch in May because, it's going out. It's going to be out this month. Yeah. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Really excited about it.
So maybe next episode, I'll mention what it is and, talk about it if we want. I can mention it real quick. So.
If we want. What if we don't want?
Then we don't. I mean, I could just mute you and talk about it right now.
that's true. You do have all the power.
All the power. Anyway. So, yeah. I mean, that's what's going on in my life, I guess.
I want to hear about it. Listeners deserve to know what is coming. And if they're listening to this show, there is I don't know how high the percentage chance is, but there is a chance that they would have an interest in this other thing you're doing, and they deserve to know. Tell them.
I'll give you a teaser. If you want to be motivated, you want to check out that new podcast.
Oh, All right.
I'll talk about it next week.
Okay. All right. So tune in next week to learn more.
To learn more about what's to come. Right. So anyway, right on.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
One thing to talk about right now is the new ICANN has blocked the sale of .org to the unknown private equity firm for $1.1 billion.
Yeah. This is not WordPress.org, which
no.
In the community, whenever we say .org.
Oh, you're right.
We mean WordPress.org, but this is actual .org.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, just the .org top level domain. Yes. Not that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't think about the possible misconfusion or mislabeling of that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. There was a private equity group that was going to buy the whole .org top level and then start selling the domains, but without limiting the pricing, like just they could gouge whatever, they could charge whatever they wanted. Like right now, .coms, .net, .io, .biz, they can go whatever, whoever owns those
TLDs.
The TLDs can set the price on them.
Yeah.
And .org is typically for nonprofits, in organizations of such,
yeah,
a, you
know, so. Yeah, and, traditionally, yeah,
and
yeah.
To have it go up to, you know, from, you know, the average price of a domain these days is between what, $9.99 to $15 per year, plus hosting.
So, I think there's more even than just price. I don't know this for a fact, but I believe it to be true that the owner of the TLD could potentially impose some kind of constraints or criteria eligibility. This does exist. Like, first, there are some TLDs in which, if it's like a country level TLD,
you have to
provide verification that you or your organization is affiliated with or based in that country.
Right.
And for some of TLDs like .gov or I think .edu, maybe you have to provide actually some verification that you are in a .gov case, like affiliated with the government, or a .edu, that you are an educational institution.
Right.
I think that's still true.
Yeah.
I'm not with either, so I haven't done it myself. But
and obviously some don't have that because look at .tt, which is just Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
And for the reason I
actually think Matt might have had to do something to get that. He told a story once about it that I forget the details of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So
I don't remember, it might not be.
So it's ma.tt is Matt's home personal page and blog, Matt Mullenweg, again, from WordPress, .com and .org, whatever. But he has, you know, ma.tt. I've looked at, you know, .am. It's taken for ADAM. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If someone owned the .org TLD, they might have the ability to not just change the price, but also change the criteria by which one could be eligible for purchasing a .org domain to begin with. I don't know the degree to which these concerns would, matter, honestly. But this seems like a win. I think a lot of the people are pretty happy with this outcome, that it wasn't sold to a private equity firm.
Right. I mean, I've looked up one because I was tempted on. Getting the cost, at least, to know what it would get to get like .f3, so that way people in f3 could have, you know, your nickname .f3, whatever. It's expensive. It's very expensive to be the purchaser of a TLD, to submit the idea. It goes to bids. Oh yeah, it's you're talking close to like $500,000, $750,000, whatever it was. Just the application fee is pricey.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and are there guarantees? I think that's something that it could get blocked. It could get denied.
I think so. Yeah, you could. So yeah, I just looked it up. That's $50,000 just for the application.
Oh wow!
To create a new TLD. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. You know.
Whew. Yeah, it is. Generally, we've had discussions like this many a time, and we don't see eye to eye on a lot of domain stuff. I kind of hate the emphasis that we have on specific TLDs. I just don't like it. I still think that the value we place on many of them is too high. And I'd love to see, because there are more than .orgs.
There are other things.
Yeah. There's tons these days. I'd love to see, you know, like dot club and dot foundation and dot charity and dot group and dot community and so on.
There are a few of those.
All of those exist.
Oh yeah.
They all exist now.
You want to see them be used more.
Yeah. I want to see them gain more traction.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And the same goes for many other sectors. I want to see like alternative TLDs gain wider adoption. And I think that is good for the internet. I don't really think that the artificial value which we place on the OG TLDs is good. I don't think it's helpful. I don't think it's healthy for the internet. So
like the OG.
Yeah, .org is an OG TLD.
Oh, yeah, oh, totally. And just one more last little thing on this as far as pricing goes. The evaluation fee after the application is $185,000.
The valuation fee?
The evaluation fee.
Oh, evaluation fee. Wow.
So you're looking at that's over $200,000 right off the bat just to submit the application and have be evaluated. And then I think it goes to some, you know, then people can maybe bid on it as well, you know. And then you have to then set up the system to use it or sell them.
Right.
So let's say, plus lawyers and legalities, so let's say you're in for $500,000. How many $15 versions of that domain do you have to sell, you know?
Right. You have to be prepared to have a lot of money, like a lot more than that original money.
Right. You need I'm looking at that. It's like $33 million to make $15 a year to make that back, that initial investment back. you need to sell a lot of hosting, registrations, whatever.
Right. Yeah, that is quite the power move. I think you should do it, though. I think you should.
I think so. I mean, it's an idea. I'll start 25. I'll start raising some capital.
Right. Maybe you could just charge more. What if you just charged like $1,000 for each registration?
Well, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Right. For dot Adam Silver.
Ooh. But what if someone bought I hate dot Adam Silver? That'd be bad. I would sell.
Paying you $1,000 a year. Let them do whatever they want.
That'd be $5,000 a year.
Well, okay. I guess.
Anyway, awesome that it's not for sale. Okay. What you wearing? What you reading? What you drinking now? What you wearing? What you reading? What you drinking now? So I'm wearing. I'm going first, by the way. I'm wearing WooCommerce. It's a WordCamp 20 US WordCamp.
You're wearing WooCommerce.
I'm wearing WooCommerce. I'm wearing the whole software.
Yeah, it is very soft, isn't it?
It is. Wearing a shirt by WooCommerce. It's from WordCamp. It's from Philly, I think. I can't see the back. I think it's the Philly one, first or second year there. We forgot one thing in the news, but we'll come back to that in a second. I'm drinking coffee, lots and lots of water, as we mentioned earlier, and I'm starting this is my new episode. I'm doing a lot of new things this last week. I say new in air quotes because I have three books to choose from. I want your help. Which of these three? So I'm reading, the reason I say new is I own these books. I've read them all before. I'm going to reread one of them. First one is Writing Down the Bones. It's about being a writer, about writing, because I'm trying to think about doing some more writing and journaling. The Big Leap, mindset, business kind of thing. Or The Artist's Way, which has a writing component in it. That's journaling. That's the morning pages, which I did for 5 years back in 2009. It's by Julia Cameron. But there's also a 12-week program in there to do as well, like to do things. But which would you suggest I dive back into?
Yeah. Okay. It's live. I've got to do this. You need to hold them. Okay. So hold them up so I can see them, because at this point, I literally am forced to judge a book by its cover.
This is true.
Yeah. I like the. I don't know. I like the illustration on the middle one, but the color contrast between the font and the background on The Big Leap kind of works for me. I like it. I'm going with The Big Leap.
Okay. I will reread The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. That's cool. Awesome. What do you got?
I'm wearing a Cloudways hosting t-shirt, a SiteGround hosting hat, Affiliate WP flip-flops, drinking a mug of coffee, and I am reading Shape Up by Basecamp.
Oh. Cool. Right on. And you're also drinking that coffee out of a lovely Sand Hills Development logo mug.
Yes, I am.
I noticed it earlier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. See, I have that mug. Yeah. Cool. Hey, before we move on, I want to mention something in the news. WordCamp US has been officially decreed an online event this year.
That's right. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a ways out now. Have made it known that you're a part of the team. Can you give us like any inside scoop into this decision-making process and some of the reasons why an event, which is that far out, was shifted?
I'm the one who suggested it, honestly, and proposed it and take full responsibility. And I made it so.
Oh, okay.
I just decided I didn't feel like traveling this year back to St. Louis. So I'm like, you know what? Let's make this online. And everyone's like, you know what? Okay.
Okay. I was starting to wonder whether WordCamp US would be the only WordCamp I went to this year, but now it's looking like it might be zero. It might be zero camps in 2020. It's perfectly possible. Yeah. And I was actually really looking forward to going back and this time bringing my family so I could take them to that awesome museum.
Right.
Like I really wanted to go there with my family.
Yeah. As far as insights, it was just a larger discussion about the whole people's concerns about social distancing, keeping it close, and then costs, sponsorships, that type of issue. It was many, many things that came into play with it. So there's nothing really there's no big secret. So there's a post on the website about it. So, but yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I mean, I'm mildly disappointed. Yeah. I mean, I haven't gone to any, I've did one camp so far this year. I did Miami. I got one camp.
Oh, yeah.
I got one camp in.
Yeah. Well, that's something.
Right. Cool. So anyway, yeah. So I forgot about it. I'll put that in the show notes as well. So, all right, moving on. Kyle, guess what time it is?
Guess what time it is? It's time to tune up and start a band, man. You've been practicing, and so have I.
Right.
All this podcasting stuff we've been doing has just been a precursor to our real destiny, which is on stage performing original music. The time has come to let the sun set on our advice podcasting and let it rise on our musical collaboration. What do you say?
I love it. It's also time for this. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. 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 I really enjoy doing that voice.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, that sounds good.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to ask the first one or you want me to ask the first one?
No, I'll ask it.
Okay.
At what point does your life with WordPress become too much? What should you sacrifice? Thinking of WordCamp Asia as I ask, this question comes to us from Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
When does your life with WordPress become too much?
Okay.
What do you think?
So, you know, as you just mentioned about our careers in music moving forward, and I sent you a picture. I sent you a picture just yesterday, the day of this recording, of my fingers, of me practicing and playing guitar.
Yeah, your fingers, your poor fingers.
So it gave me a notion of writing a song for this answer.
What?
Okay, I'm just kidding. I can't play the whole song.
Come on.
It gave me a notion to play or to come up with a version of Too Much by Carly Rae Jepsen. But I started working on it. I worked on it for way too long to get really nowhere and then had some new ideas. Yeah. I was like almost bleeding. Not bleeding, not realistically, but I was like in some crampy claw A minor holding song. It's crazy. All right. So options, you know, I don't know if there's options here versus more of almost a little feedback here, Jen. Too much? What's too much, really? You know, is it like when people start taking food home from the Las Vegas Strip back in the 1980s from the food buffets? Mm-hmm. Or do you mean too much like only wearing WordCamp-related clothing every day, all day? Or do you mean too much like getting a WordCamp-related tattoo? Or do you mean too much by feeling really bad and sad when you see someone online hurting from mental struggles or emotional or physical?
Ooh.
You know, what does too much mean this way here? I mean, I'm not really sure. I think we need to break that out. That's one option, is to think about the definition of too much.
Yeah. Definition. Yeah.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
No. You take it pretty deep, man.
I did.
Okay. I didn't bring my like hi-hat and cymbal in here, unfortunately. But
there you go.
When does it thank you. When does it become too much? When? All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you find yourself writing rap songs and co-hosting a podcast about WordPress, then you've gone too far.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Here's your sign. Trademarked, I guess. But when finding yourself, when you find yourself having to dig for a few minutes through your closet and dresser in order to find an item which is not branded by a WP-affiliated organization, mm-hmm. maybe that's too much. Mm-hmm. Or when you fly to Costa Rica only to spend your time working on a WordCamp talk and a WordPress plugin while sitting by the pool. Maybe that's too much. When you look in your attic and discover that half the things stored there are boxes of leftover swag and signage from WordCamps you organized. Maybe that's too much. And maybe when your family starts making jokes about the WordPress cult you are in, maybe you're in too deep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I do have one more. I think all those are brilliant and perfect and right on target. The only one I think we could add to that is when you literally have more than 12,000 images on your iPhone and you know that more than 50% of them are WordPress and WordCamp related images.
Ugh,
that might be too much.
That's probably too much.
I mean, half is family and half is not family, is WordPress. So literally, I mean, I went through them and I was looking. I'm like, I have over 12,000 images. I mean, they're all backed up. I'm not worried about that. Multiple places, but I have a lot of images, and there are a lot of WordPress related photos.
Yeah.
So what do you sacrifice? I don't think you sacrifice anything. I think you only gain. I mean, I'm going to take this road. I'm going to take this approach to Jen's question that for the past 10 years of my life, this is what I've been doing.
Oh.
You know, I mean, in some capacity, I don't think it's too much. I think it's a choice that we made. And I say we being everyone out there in the ether listening, respectively, their own choices, but also we in my own household. This, for whatever reason, struck a chord with me to have passion behind it and to get involved.
Wow.
So, and so that's why I went out. I've gone, you know, 8 to 10 camps a year out of pocket. Those reasons, it was a choice. So I don't think it's too much. I mean, sometimes it feels like it is, yes, in one aspect, you know. But, and also, you know, I really enjoy the hashtag WP drama. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. Well, I like your warm and passionate, uplifting answer. Makes me feel nice.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could be a rant. I mean, this answer could be a rant, but I don't want it to be. I want it to be more passion filled with I want people to understand that I could easily cry right now.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, maybe you should. Is that good podcasting?
I don't know. Good thing this is not on Twitch this week, like I thought I was going to do.
Oh, yeah. You said you were going to do that.
But we were going to record on a Friday afternoon for that kind of episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe next week.
Next week. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bust out the guitars. Okay.
As with many things in life, I tend to think that it's too much when it's taking more than it's giving, maybe. But that is imperfect still because I want to give more than I take. And I still think that if you really look at it, this is something I've talked about before. I still feel as though I take more than I give. If you consider the amount of like free stuff I use and learn from with no expression of gratitude coming to the creators from me. Like I use free software and free plugins, and I read a lot of free content and watch a lot of free videos, listen to a lot of free audio, and I never thank the creators of any of that stuff, and I benefit tremendously from all of it. And so I feel like I'm a big taker and give a little. And
I'm just gonna say I hear you. I understand where you're coming from, but the same token, you do give, and in the scale of what the project is, you can only do so much.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, yeah, I should like hold my head up high
because
I've probably contributed like more satirical WordPress songs
than anybody else.
And like this community needs that.
Absolutely.
It does. If I'm not going to do it, then who?
Right. I mean, somebody recently told me that one of my new ideas that I just had like a week ago in regards to coronavirus and all these Zoom calls and whatnot. I'll tell you about it after we're done recording because I don't want to share just yet. But that they see me in this in the WordPress community as, you know, sometimes as the class clown, as a way to bring levity to conversations. And that's what people like. You know, I'm by far probably one of the most sought after humorous speakers. I'm just making that up. I have no idea. No, maybe not.
Right.
I don't know.
Let's get somebody on stage that we can laugh at.
Right. Or next to. Near.
Yeah.
With. But I think you sell yourself short. You have given to the community, you have given to the project, but at scale, it's all relative.
I suppose so. Yeah. I've tried.
Tried. You have. And you've done well.
There have been, I would say that there have been losses, sacrifices made. And I believe that my business did, while it did all right, I think it did suffer in some ways when I got really invested. Because I enjoyed participating in the WordPress community, contributing my time, doing WordPress-related fun projects, and organizing, volunteering, and attending camps, and planning lots of speeches. I enjoyed that so much more than I enjoyed my work. And ultimately, that's just like a symptom of the deeper problem, which is I didn't like my work. I didn't appreciate the time that I didn't want to be doing that. But my business was suffering because I was getting into the WordPress stuff arguably too much and neglecting my priorities. And there have been times, years, when I looked back and realized that over the course of this year or that year, I never took a vacation which was not connected to a WordCamp. And that's asking a lot of my family. And
I took one 2 years ago to Paris.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. And who did I see? Who did I run into? Someone from the community in Paris. You did. Randomly.
Yeah. Randomly. What are the odds?
1 in a million.
I don't know how connected this is, but I've had reflections at times on the investment that I've made in relationships in WordPress. And this has been a number of years going in pretty deep and being as social as I could be. And sometimes I've wondered if I overdid it and perhaps put too much into many relationships, which are kind of like superficial and unsustainable. You know, when the basis of your friendship is the fact that you both just like the same software and attending conferences, it's just kind of a flimsy foundation.
Right.
It's made me think a little bit about like the different levels of friendship there are and how the word friend just doesn't mean, it's not, the word friend is inadequate to express all of these different types of relationships that we have. So I kind of break it down into three levels of friendships, which I will now explain to you.
Okay. Please.
Okay. Okay. So the third level of friendship is in this context is someone, you know, that I would warmly greet and chat with. Like, I'll chat with you at length at conferences and to be, you know, like, oh, hi, it's so good to see you. Hey, how you been? That kind of thing. Like, maybe even a hug. We'll get lunch together. We might get to the point of knowing some personal things about each other, like our spouses' names, our business details, and so on. But, you know, we might have an inside joke or two. But really, that's it. Like, we'll see each other at the events. We'll enjoy each other's company there. But it doesn't go farther than that. That's like level three, okay? Mm-hmm. Level two. We will actually go out of our way to do things together. Like if you're a level two friend, you might be the reason that I choose to go to a particular camp. You know, like we might share an Airbnb together. You know, if you're in my town, I might even invite you over to my house. We'll meet each other's families. We might text each other now and then and talk about things which have nothing to do with our work. Like that's like real friend territory. We're compatible and our friendship is like gone beyond the work context,
right?
The WordPress stuff. And then the first level friendship, that is a relationship which is likely long-term and which will withstand life changes, such as, you know, someone moving or changing their career or et cetera. They're the kind of person you might talk with often, open up with, about personal struggles and just anything that's personal. You might invite them to non-work related events, you know, like a wedding, graduation, birthday party, et cetera. you know, a lot often we don't because we're so scattered across the globe, but were the opportunity available, like you would be willing, you know, like I would be willing to invite you if you were local to, you know, my daughter's birthday party or some other completely personal event.
You have a daughter? I didn't know this. So what level am I at?
What level? Let's, yeah, that question remains. Yeah, let's figure that out together. So I wonder, in WordPress, I probably have a single digit number of first level friends that like I would be willing to, you know, that I talk with regularly about everything personal related. There's like nothing's off the table. Like I would invite them to very personal things. Our relationship transcends work and life situations.
You would leave a baby on a front porch, for example, at that level.
But context is needed for that example. Okay.
Because
<So,
laughs> you surprise them at their home.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right.
Okay.
There's a backstory. But right. So the relationship is likely to extend beyond our immediate futures. Like if one of us completely leaves WordPress, we will still continue to have a relationship. And it won't really be significantly affected. So I probably have a single digit number of those. And I have maybe a few dozen second level. These are the kind of people that I would be willing to, if they were in my town, invite over to my house. You know, our relationship does extend to some degree beyond WordPress. We're excited to see each other. We might choose where to go based on them. We share Airbnbs and so on. For friends. Mm-hmm. We like each other. Mm-hmm. So I have a few dozen of those probably. And then third level, people that I just like to see and want to go get a drink with and want to chat with at length and I'm excited to see at a conference, hundreds, literally hundreds of those. Mm-hmm. But the relationship doesn't extend much beyond them, beyond that point. And am I putting too much into the relationships which are not destined to last? Is there a part of me which is like, feels good about having this many like kind of third level superficial friends, even though it doesn't do a whole lot to enrich my life? Like how many people do I need in my life that are fun to drink a beer with and chat about work?
Right. I mean, just for the record, I have 5 people for each one of those areas. That's it. I only know 15 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think you and Dustin are both probably in level 2. Sarah is in level 1.
Dang, that's not fair.
Tara's in 1.
Yeah, well, I mean, they deserve it,
right?
Yeah,
Matt's like a level 2. No, it's a good point. It's an interesting way. I appreciate the way the time you took and the effort you took to kind of break those out.
I don't even know how much this relates to the question, but these are where my thoughts were going when I was thinking about this question. And
as far as the sacrifices, like, that's what you're saying. So
a little bit. Like, am I focusing on the relationships that matter? And that's really like a touchy thing to even get into.
Right.
Like,
right.
How can you define which relationships do matter? But you know, some of them are like long-term, meaningful relationships, and am I like undervaluing those that? Where like we really have a lot to offer each other in our long-term relationship and putting too much into like, I don't know, just like after party drinking buddies, you know, that we like to laugh with together, but really have nothing beyond that. I don't know. Right. I don't know. Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I felt like maybe it was quantity over quality in the relationships I was developing.
But
and
it's
WordPress.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So quantity. It's all about quantity. No, the more people you know, the better. Right. The better here. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I've thought about shifting my focus more towards quality over quantity.
I can tell you right now, though, that I am 95% sure that if and when the time comes that I leave WordPress, let's say something comes up, right, and I won't be friends with any of you people. You people. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will forget your name.
This cult of yours. Yeah. Hey, all right. Let's go moving on to question 2. This one's sent in by our good friend Raquel Landenfield. She's a 1 for sure. Do you ever geek out and think about watching Saturday morning cartoons?
Huh. Aww.
In regards to my life in WordPress, there should be a WordPress cartoon. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
or even like a cartoon strip, like maybe not animated like a TV show, but so.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to just, do you want to answer this one? I have a short little answer.
Mine's short too.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So all the time, actually, because literally I wish I could go back to just being that little boy again, honestly. And I have a very strong and heartfelt and warm feeling about a memory when we used to visit our friends up in Northern California, in Sacramento, California. They had a ranch that has horses and chickens and cows. It was awesome. I used to have a great time being out there. And on Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays, when we'd be there for like over, let's say, a two-week period, they just had this huge property. We'd just hang out and be there for a while. And I remember at one point, the bad part story was my parents were like having a big fight and kind of split for a bit. And my mom took my sister and I, we just drove up to Sacramento for, you know, a 6-hour drive and stayed there for 2 weeks. Anyway, they reconciled. But we were there. And on the weekends, Dave, who was the dad, he would go out and get like all the bagels and eggs and because there wasn't enough fresh eggs and they didn't have that many chickens. And donuts, we just had this huge breakfast. Just all the sweetness you could possibly imagine from that you never had at your own home. Like I never had that kind of stuff. Those cereals, Frosted Flakes, Cocoa Puffs, all the stuff was there. It was amazing. And cartoons. Cool. And we would watch cartoons in bed. Best memories. Ironically enough, it's also the same place I broke my left elbow, and that's why I'm no longer left-handed. But that's a whole separate story. But yeah, wow. I do think about going back to my life, the simpler time of just like, yeah, cartoons were awesome. On Saturday mornings, for sure.
Totally. Love it.
Yeah, that and some like, ooh, Cocoa Krispies. Oh, so good.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So yes, yeah. I do think about it. So yeah.
I guess I think about that in that way.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I have nostalgia for like the simpler time, the time where it was easier when I was young and just me and my siblings. We definitely watched Saturday morning cartoons, and that idea does take me back. And if those popped on the TV for a minute, mm-hmm. that warm feeling of nostalgia would hit me, and I would think like, oh man, yeah, back when we used to love this, and we would get up so super early to catch like all the cartoons that day. I would have a good feeling briefly,
right?
But other than that, no, I have no interest.
Yeah.
No. Although I'll unrelated, no, I would say that my wife and I are kind of enjoying just the beginnings are happening right now of watching some of our favorite like childhood shows and movies with our daughter, who's like just beginning to get up. She's like 2.5 now. And so she's just barely getting to the point where she has enough attention span to watch like a Disney movie. And that's, so we're like just starting that recently to throw on one and she'll enjoy it and get into it and be like, what's going to happen? And like, listen to the songs and like it. And so we watched Aladdin the other night and she's watched The Little Mermaid and a few others.
Cool.
And that's kind of fun. And we're actually kind of excited about revisiting some of our childhood favorites that we haven't seen in 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
With her. So that I like.
Yeah. I look forward to doing that with grandkids. I'm going to be that grandpa with the eggs, the bagels, the donuts, the sugary cereal. Here you go, kid.
Right.
Here's a bowl of diabetes.
Let's go watch Leave It to Beaver.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks for the question, Raquel. That's awesome. Kind of a random one, obviously, but hey, it's all good. So, all righty, then it is then time for this.
Unordered
list. I don't know.
You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh. What's
I love that bumper. It's so good. All right. You ready?
Yeah, you hit me first because I got to decide which one I'm going to give you.
All right, this is going to be easy for you and also kind of mean at the same time.
Oh, okay. You're going to get it back.
So in regards to the fact that you're making a chicken coop or you've made a chicken coop and you have chicks that are turning into chickens, name as many as you can in 30 seconds or less. How many chicken dishes do you know of?
Chicken dishes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if I can do
ready?
This.
Ready? And go.
Okay, chicken nuggets. chicken tikka masala. Let's see. Chicken parmesan. Balsamic chicken. Barbecue chicken. Chicken salad. Chicken wraps. Let's see. Chicken tortellini.
No, that's not a thing.
Chicken. What's the chicken? It's right on the tip of my tongue.
You got seven, but I'm losing chicken nuggets. I'm giving you six. Because chicken nuggets, show me a nugget on a chicken, and I'll give it to you. Where is the nugget?
No.
There is no nugget.
Chicken nuggets is a meal.
It's not food.
Small child.
It's not food. I give you 6.5 then.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What do you got for me?
I have like three levels of difficulty for you.
Oh, no. Okay.
Trying to decide which ones. Okay. I think I'm going to go with keeping with your theme a little bit of something that is off topic, I guess.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you in 30 seconds, name as many Disney cartoons as you can.
Like movies or cartoons?
Feature movies. Oh. Feature movies. Okay. You know, like I mentioned some like the feature films, animated Disney. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Little Mermaid, Lion King, Aladdin. What's the one?
Just the ones I named.
Mulan. What's another one? Oh my gosh. Pocahontas. Cinderella. Duh. 101 Dalmatians. Song of the South.
What is Song of the South?
It's a super old one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I think that was six or seven.
Six or seven, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Would I miss any big ones I miss?
Tons. I'm tons. Sure. Like the originals, like Snow White and Bambi, you know, and Dumbo and all of those. Yeah. And
I think we had a solid tie this round, this week.
Let's call it a tie.
I think so. We tied.
Yeah. I'm going to save my others for the next time we do this game, if we ever do again.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumbo. How did I forget Dumbo?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Pinocchio. Pinocchio's Disney. Oh, Pinocchio. I used to love Pinocchio.
Or a Goofy movie. Come on. Robin Hood. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah. No. Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Is Winnie the Pooh, is that a Disney movie? Winnie the Pooh? I don't know
what
Winnie the Pooh is.
Yeah. Wait.
Someone will let us know. All right.
Yeah.
Dear listener, if you know, let us know. Thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions at getoptionspodcast.com or use that SpeakPipe feature of the website. You can find us online, mostly over on Twitter, at get_options, us as a togetherness. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. We're on SoundCloud for Kyle's amazingly sarcastic and pithy WordPress-related too much songs. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.